started coming. Had him a brand new Chevy truck, and he was going everywhere singing, and no wonder. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. That boy can preach, too. He's a good preacher. He's a good preacher, and I love him. And we're looking forward to what God has for us. I've already been blessed. I can say amen and go get me a chicken leg right now. Amen. So I got that on my mind, so I won't preach too long. But appreciate my wife. She's followed me around all these years. We've got 52 years coming up in March. We've been married, and she's been a blessing to me. And I appreciate y'all honoring your pastor. 26 or 7 years already here. It's unbelievable that he's been here that long. And we need preaching these days. Amen. A lot of, you know, the world's telling us we need other things, but I'll tell you what we need. We need preaching. Amen. And we need the right kind of preaching. Amen. We need the Word of God. Amen. And it needs to be preached in purity and in power. But when Brother Daniel asked me to come, it's like the Lord spoke to my heart, and I'm glad he can still speak to me. And it's like he told me then, he said, you just need to preach about heaven. And honest, I shunned it. I didn't listen to him. I didn't listen to him. I had another message I wanted to preach. Well, as time got a little closer, I had another message. I said, well, maybe this one will preach. And wouldn't work. And so I got to thinking about a message I'd preached many years ago about heaven. And I'm going to preach on heaven today. If I preach, it's going to have to be on heaven. It can't be on anything else because the Lord doesn't change. He wouldn't let me preach anything else. I mean, it was just like a blank. I told Lois, I said, you really need to pray. And I thought I had all this worked out. But let's go to 1 Thessalonians. And just for a place to get started. And I don't have to tell you what a mess our world is in. I don't have to tell you. I'm talking about our world, not just America, but our world. We're seeing things that it's just unbelievable, the things that's happening in our world, and it's hard to believe that human beings can be the way they are. Our hope is in Christ as a Christian. I believe that. So many times we get so caught up in this world, we don't think much about heaven, do we? We really don't. We don't. We just don't think about heaven like we should. I think about where I'm going and what Jesus did for me. And I'm just going to preach a little while. Don't preach long. I'm looking forward to the fellowship and what God's going to do. But I entitled this, I Want Us to Be Together in Heaven. I preached this message probably 20 years ago, maybe a little longer. I don't know. It's been a long time. But if you'd like to stand, reverence, if you're able, to the Word of God. And I'll begin reading the 13th verse of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 4, verse number 13. Very familiar scripture. And we'll just get started here and then see where God will take us. But the Bible said, but I not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. I believe those that are asleep are those that have gone before us. And I tell you, I'm getting a lot of friends on the other side. They're in the grave, and God knows where they are. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. I believe it's close, friends. I really do. Brother and sister, I believe the coming of the Lord is nigh. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Father, I thank you for the privilege being here today at Valley View Baptist Church. Their special day. Their special day. Their homecoming day. Lord, I want to thank you that you've sent a good crowd, and I know Brother Boone's happy that he's got a good number here. I know there's people visiting. I just pray, Lord, today that our spirits can be on one thought, and that is the coming of the Lord and going to heaven. Father, for a few minutes, that you'll use me one more time to preach truth and preach about this wonderful place that you've prepared for us. Help us, Lord, to get others to go. Help them to be ready to go. And I'll thank you for all you do. In Jesus' precious name. And all God's people saying, amen and amen. Well, I want to get started just saying this morning about heaven. I believe heaven, number one, is a real place. I don't believe it's a make-believe. I'm going to say this. I don't believe my Bible's just a history book. I believe it's a living book. I believe that book is alive. It's well. And I believe heaven is a real place. The Bible tells me, and Paul said, "I hath not seen, earth, ear hath not heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which we have before us as Christians." What God has done for us. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 21, John said this, "And I saw a new earth and a new heaven and a new earth." I believe heaven is a real place. If you believe the Bible, then you believe that heaven is a real place. I want to say this, heaven is a happy place. I love to be around happy people. I don't like to be around foolish people, but I like to be around happy people. Amen. There's a difference between happiness and people that think they're happy. Amen. A liquor will make you think you're happy. Amen. By the way, I still preach on sin. Amen. Drugs will make you think you're happy, but they're not a deal for all that stuff. A lot of these things in our life make us think we're happy. I'll tell you what happiness is. Being saved by the grace of God, knowing Jesus Christ, and knowing if something happens to you today, you got a place in heaven. It's a happy place. It's a place that we can go to. And oh, how we need happiness in our world. How can we not today be grieved by what's going on in society and in our world? We think about that. The Bible said this, that about this happy place that we're going to. He said, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Isn't that a blessing? "And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Heaven's a real place. Heaven's a happy place. But I want you to know heaven is a reserved place. It's reserved for those of us that have trusted Jesus as our Savior. John said that no sin would enter into that place. The only way that we can go as being born again, the blood of Jesus Christ has to be applied to our soul. And every sin washed away, or our sin of unbelief washed away. Let me rephrase that. But it's reserved for you if you know the Lord. You've got a place there. Your name is in heaven. You know, it's good to come back and I see familiar faces. I just throw this in. Won't cost you nothing. But it's good to see come back and you see people that's been here for years. What a blessing to see familiar faces. Boy, that helped you a little bit. You know, they knew us coming, still came anyway. Amen. And they still came to hear me preach anyway. And boy, that's a blessing. But I'm glad I've got my reservation in heaven. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad of that. And thankful that one day when we do go, we can all be there together. And I want us to be there together. Now, just for a few minutes, I want to talk to you about four or five things about what God has done and how that all of us can go to heaven. I want us all to be in heaven. I want to tell you a little story. It happened just about 5 weeks ago. And we have a lady in our church, and her name is Bonnie Brown. And she had a husband, 86 years old, that was lost without Christ. Kind man, good man. Nice man, all you could say about him. And he used to come to our church back in the 80s. He'd come listen to me preach, and of course kind of got out of church, and then his health began to fail. And just to make a long story short, in the hospital, and I went and seen him in the hospital, and I've been praying for him, trying to win him all these years, probably 35 years trying to win him to the Lord. And like I say, he's one of the hardest that I've ever dealt with. So I went to the hospital to visit him. And there, witnessed to him. Of course, he knew why I was there. Every time I've witnessed to him so many times, he knew why I was there. He likes me, I like him. But something different that day at the hospital, I could sense it. I got farther than I ever did with him about him coming to Christ. Before I left, he rejected the Lord again. Before I left, he said, Les, when I was leaving, he said, I want you to come by my house. Now, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know what's in his heart. He said, will you come by my house when I get home? I said, I will. And so I went by his house. This man, 86 years old, I figured it'd be a long conversation about hunting or about the weather. You know how it is when you witness to people and so forth, so on. Lois went with me. She said, I asked her to go, and I said, you need to go. And she said, I don't know. I may mess you up. That might hinder this. I said, no, I think you ought to go. So Lois and I went in. We sat down and on the couch, and we talked just for a few minutes. I looked over and I said, Earl, you know why I'm here? And he shook his head. He said, yeah. And he said, I've been waiting on you. I said, you ready to give your heart to Jesus? He said, I am. Amen. Amen. 86 years old. And he got saved. Amen. We prayed many a prayer in our prayer meetings. And Bonnie's got on her knee many, many times. Many times. She's got on her knees and prayed for her husband. But Brandon, she didn't give up. And now she said the only thing that really matters is he's going to be in heaven with me. Of course, he's got to where he can't walk, can't get around real good. But I want you to pray for him. They said he won't quit talking about Jesus and what God. She said he talks about it all the time. That's what Jesus will do to you, even after all of these years. Now, let me say this. I want us all to be to heaven. There's a reason we all can go to heaven. And I believe it's because God loved you enough to send his son Jesus to die for you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved you enough to take time out, if there's such a thing as time with God. He took time out to think about each individual on this side. Each individual on this side. I understand we're live today. All that might be listening to this broadcast, he sent Jesus to die for your sin. I'm so glad he sent him by. And somebody loved me enough to preach and tell me about Jesus. Got under a Holy Ghost conviction and got born again. Got saved by the grace of God. Isn't it good to be saved and know him? I'm not worried about when I die. Now, I don't want to get sick. That's what I fear is getting sick. Lois and I visited a nursing home last week. We're walking down the hall and I said, honey. And I was selfish. I said, please don't ever let me come here. My dad was there. I've had so many people in the nursing home. And I looked at her. I said, no, honey, I'm selfish. There might be a day you can't take care of me. But I said, I promise you, as long as I'm able to get up, I'm able to come to your bed, feed you, you'll never be here. I'm glad when I think about going to heaven. Thank God he loved me enough. I don't think about nursing homes. I think about that place that he has for me. Isn't that a blessing, thank God? It's wonderful. There's a reason. It's God's love that we can go. He loved us enough. But then there's a record that God gave that all of us can abide by. What is that record? The Bible said, and I just can't take my time anymore and turn my Bible if I can find it. Can't hardly see either. A lot of things going wrong. It does. Be 72 in December. That's not old. I know that. I keep telling myself. But here in 1 John chapter 5, there's a record that God gave. And he said, this is the record that God given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Isn't that a blessing? I think about the reason is God's love. The record is God's Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, I want to believe that everybody in this building knows Jesus. You've trusted the Lord. I want to believe that. But there's so many, there's familiar faces, but there's also faces I don't know. So I don't know that. But I hope everybody has trusted the Lord, your Savior. I really do. This record that God gave, he gave it unto us. Notice, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. This life is in his Son, and he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, the reason is God's love. The record is God's Son. Did you know, I was reading just the other day, that the Bible is still the most sold book in America? Number one seller still is. Number one, God's Word. And we wonder why we're in the mess we're in. But it's still the number one, because folk are not believing the Word. They're not believing the record that God gave of His Son, Jesus Christ. What is the record? He went to Calvary for your sins. Amen. He went to Calvary for my sins. He died for me that I wouldn't have to die and go to hell. Brother Brandon sung that song, He's Not Going to Hell. That's enough shout over, amen. We ought to be shouting and we're not going to hell. He left a record, amen. That record is that God loved us. Jesus died for us. And if we'll believe on Him, we can be saved and have eternal life. Isn't that a blessing? Not only we can go to heaven, I want us to be there. The reason is God's love. The record is God's Son. But then we have the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God's life. Amen. Boy, I think about the resurrection. I love Easter. I love every day anymore. Amen. I mean, I just love it. Amen. I mean, it's just getting to be. And the last, I don't know, three or four months, I've tried my best just to control myself. You know, self-control is a virtue. If you can control yourself, you know, and I've been trying to live as clean and be what God wants me to be. And the last 2 or 3 months, it's just made a difference. And I've always had a little tug right here between here and there. Amen. It's just like something's pulling on me. Amen. And that tug's are getting a little stronger and a little stronger and a little stronger. You know, closer you live to Him, more He'll tug on you. Did you know that? Amen. I mean, I ain't crazy. I'm not. Amen. This is real. What I have in my heart is real. Thank God. And I'm glad of that. I've got a tug that's a pulling on me. One of these days, He's going to pull me out of here. Amen. I don't know when it'll be, but I know one thing. I serve a living Savior. I want to say my Savior's not dead. Amen. And I don't understand why God's called me. I don't understand even why He saved me. But here in John 11, let me go back to the 11th chapter if you want to follow me in the Scriptures. 11th chapter of John. And boy, tremendous Scripture here. Isn't the Bible good? It's wonderful. John 11, verse number 23. The Word of God says in 23rd verse, Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto Him, I know that he shall rise again, the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I want to tell you something. I'm a believer. Amen. I'm a believer. I may be a little odd, but I'm a believer. Amen. I preached revival three nights this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Young pastor, I used him some, and he called me, used him several years ago, and he called me, he woke me to come up, preach 3 nights of meeting, and we did. And I told them up there that I've been made fun of, and the world's making fun of me because I call this my crutch. They'll say, well, that Bible, or that I thump the Bible, old Bible thumpers. You've heard that. You've heard that old Bible thing. I'm not ashamed of that. Amen. Amen. This is my crutch. This is my help. And I'll tell you, in that is life. Amen. Amen. That's what feeds me. That's what keeps me alive. Here in just about 10 minutes, if I can get woed up, we're going to go eat. Amen. Amen. And we'll go eat physical food. Amen. We need our physical food. If you don't believe it, do it about 7 days without food. Amen. See what happens. You know what's going to happen. Amen. Same thing in the Word of God. We serve a risen Savior, a living Savior. That spiritual man needs to be fed. Life, the Bible's the life, you see. And when we as friends, I wrote this down that our Lord he was the first fruits of the resurrection. He was the first to be resurrected. His friends had forsaken him. I'm going to tell you today, people are forsaking God. They're forsaking the church, forsaking the Lord. But yet people are getting saved. I heard of a meeting just 2 weeks ago, North Carolina, just a common church got together and God got to meet and had 40 souls saved. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. 40 people come to know the Lord. This is not a fancy. This is true. It's true. 40 people got saved. We was preachers fellowship Tuesday. Young pastors took New Grace Baptist Church in Bristol. Preaching machine, preaching man. Had 3 saved Sunday. 3. People can still get saved by the grace of God. We just need to be what God wants us to be as life. We shouldn't be dead. We shouldn't portray a dead Savior. But Christ's friends had forsaken him. Peter had denied him. Does that sound familiar? Uh-huh. And Pilate found no fault in him, you know. Well, I don't find any fault in him, but we're going to crucify him. Isn't that something? You know why he was crucified? God's plan. I believe he looked down through the eons of time, saw every one of you, and he loved you. And I'm going to die for them. See, he's God. He can do that. He's God. He can do that. The resurrection, you see, is God's life. The crowd said, crucify him. And so, when they crucified him, that was pleasing to the Father, that his son go to the cross of Calvary and die for the sins of the world. Not just for my sins, but for your sins. I'm so thankful for that. The reason that we can go to heaven together is God's love. The record is God's son. The resurrection is God's life. But our representative, as we live our Christian life, is God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Nothing like the Spirit of God, is it? I'm glad he talks with me. I'm glad that he's not ashamed of me. I mean, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, that's ashamed of the Bible, ashamed of Jesus. And I'm not bragging. Please don't think that I'm bragging. I've set out to do this. I'm witnessing to more people I've ever witnessed to, Daniel. I really am. I'm trying my best somehow to get a plug in for God everywhere I go. If it's at the drive-thru at McDonald's, if it's the drive-thru at Bojangles. And by the way, that reminds me of chicken. Amen. We got Bojangles chicken. But I'm trying my best to put a plug in for the Lord Jesus. Somehow, some way, try my best to be a light. My time's short. Amen. I know that. Even if I go 8 more years, 7 more years, 5 more years, I know my time's short. But I won't take people to heaven with me. And when we get there, what a time it's going to be. The Holy Spirit helps us in this life. John 16, verse number 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he's come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now, I want to say this, brother and sister. It's not always going to be like this. It's just going to get better and better and better. Isn't that a blessing? Thank God for the Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He is our representative. I'm glad. I want us to be together in heaven. And then, not only when I think about the representative, God's Spirit, I think about the request. I call that God's call. He's called us, amen. I believe conviction is, and I had a dear friend, and Paul, I think you knew him, Bob Steele. Amen. You knew Trooper Bob, and preaching man. I mean, close to God. Never used a note in his life. Never used a note. Never knew a man any closer to the Spirit than Bob Steele. And Bob told me 15 years ago, before he died, of course he'd been dead a couple years, year and a half, whatever. Time passed so fast. But he told me, he said, Les, he said, I really think that the Lord is quit speaking to a lot of people. quit moving in a lot of places. He's withdrawing the Holy Spirit. And that scared me. That scared me because I knew this man knew what he was talking about. Because he had saw the change before he got down and sick. And he was seeing it then. And how much more, Brandon, are we seeing it today? That the Spirit of God, we're not allowing him. We're rooting Christ out. We're saved. We're saved, but there's so many rooms in our heart that he's not there. He's not there. And how we need to get him back in our life. How we need to get him back in our churches, back in our homes, and let him be our representative. But then the request, and that's God's call. I can go to heaven because God put me under conviction. Took the Holy Spirit, convicted my heart, made me realize. Now we can think a lot of things in our head. I've had kin people, I've had in-laws. They believe in a God, but not in a sense of salvation. I've got blood kin. They believe in a God, but they don't, not in a sense of salvation. But God has called and will call. And Brother Daniel, he does it through the preaching of the Word of God. For it pleased God. It pleased him. The preaching of the Word of God. It pleased him. Revelation chapter 22. Verse number 7, I love this. He says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Thank God I have received the water of life. Amen. Jesus said, if you take the water of life, you'll never thirst again. I don't need anything else. I just need to take what I have and use it for his glory. Amen. Even in these days. Amen. Even in these days. The request, God's call. And then the resource. We can go to heaven because of the resource. That's God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness. The blood of Jesus Christ is applied by faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And every sinner that will hear, answer the call of repentance, can go to heaven. No matter what you've done. Another lady in our church, and this happened some time ago, her daddy was up near 90 years old, and he was lost. I don't know, they may hear the broadcast today, I don't know. Her daddy was close to 90. He was in the war. He had killed a lot of people. He had it in his mind. He couldn't get saved because I witnessed to him much, many, many times. Again, he got sick. I went to the hospital. I talked to him about being saved, and I said, God will save you. I didn't win him, but just 2 or 3 days later, his daughter called and said, Daddy, called on Jesus. And got born again. Preached his funeral. I couldn't say he'd been faithful all his life as a Christian, but I could say I'm going to be in heaven with him. Amen. I want to be in heaven. Why? Because God forgave him. God forgave him. No matter what we've done, how low we've lived, listen, Jesus died for us in that blessing. Jesus paid it all, and I'm going to say this, Jesus has said it all, that all that come unto me, I'll in no wise cast out. Isn't that a blessing? I don't know some of y'all, but I'm telling you, Jesus loves you. There is a hell, amen. Like Brandon talked about. We're to shun hell. We're to trust Christ today. You're to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. He loved you. Amen. He loved you, and he died for you. And you can go to heaven with your family, your friends. Isn't Jesus good? Amen. Would you stand? And Brother Daniel's going to come, and I'll stay here with him. Ever how he wants to conduct this invitation, if we sing, or ever how you want to do it, brother. Brother Paul's going to come. So if you're here today, whatever need, and Let me say this. If you got somebody that you love, you care for, and you want them to be to heaven, go to heaven with you, come and pray for them. They're lost. Come and pray for them. This is homecoming day. I'll do that, brother. Just a few years ago, we had a lady in our church, a young lady, and she came, Brother Daniel wants me to tell you this, and this is truth. And she came to our church on Sunday night. Sunday morning. Her name was Donna. And Donna came to the altar, and she said, "Preacher, I want to get saved." And I said, "Okay, Donna, I'll lead you to Christ." And we prayed, and Donna got saved. Now, this is true. And Donna had been in and out of church, in and out of church, in and out of church. And I said, "Donna, are you really serious this time? Are you sure?" She said, "Preacher, I won't get saved. I really need to be saved." And so she professed Christ, her Savior, Sunday morning. She came back to church Sunday night. She left church, was driving into Bristol, had a head-on collision, died and went to heaven. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's how close Donna came. That happened at my church, our place. We just don't know. But boy, I tell you, when I get to heaven, listen, we won't be like we are here, Daniel. It ain't going to be nothing like this. No stress, no worries.
That's right.
No prayers.
That's right.
Amen. Just a happy place, a good place. Brother Brian, we're going to be together. Amen. We won't be trying to say, "Is this right, this right, this wrong? This church does this, this church does that." We're not going to be like that. We're going to be to heaven, in heaven. Amen. I'm just asking you to follow the Lord. If you're lost, you'll come trust Christ today.
Amen.
As your Savior. Get saved. Me, Daniel, somebody, we'll lead you to the Lord. Brother Brandon, we'll take the Bible and show you how to be saved.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Brother Les. Our hymn of invitation is hymn 165, "O Worship the King." Hymn 165.